And also, it is an opportunity to start debates with the people and to see different pathways for the future. So I'm very happy that the elected representatives are with us. They have, of course, a direct access to the people, to the local people. I shall ask Mr. Le Burrier to start the first presentation. I know. So, good morning to you all. I'm a bit impressed by so many brands here in the room. I am just a simple citizen representing other citizens here in the Valley, and I would like to tell you why you've been greeted warmly, I would say, and there were no aggressions, really. I've got many things to tell you, actually. So are we at the start of the slides here, or aren't we? Yeah, it's the other way around. Okay, here we are. So NGOs, you may think what is good for us, it's a bit aggressive, but that's the way it is. That's what people think in the Valley. People think that it's just, you're just doing some business on our back, and it's just advertising, really, to what cost. The removal of the dam of Vezin is a failure, a real failure in the Valley. It is an exemplary value without money. So I'm sorry to tell you this, that's what we think, really. It is a real failure. The decision to remove the dam is actually a bad decision, and that's a decision made between the NGOs and the government. So exchanging three dams against the participation into the Grenelle, the environmental Grenelle, comes from the current member of parliament that were in place at the time, Mrs. Joanneau and Mr. Borloo were courageous on the time, and we already discussed it in the time. They were courageous enough to come and state that the dams would be removed in Lisieux. That's 150 kilometers away. So, but actually announcing the fact that the three dams will be removed 150 kilometers away from the valley, that's really not courageous at all. And that's really disgusting, really. We had a local public inquiry. The survey after this public inquiry said that 98% of the people voted in favor of the maintenance of this dam. That was done locally. We also organized a public consultation. Second NY requested a referendum that was not possible to organize, apparently. I can believe that. So we, associations, we organized a public consultation in the street, in the shops, and the results are actually in a public notary, and people massively voted in favor of the maintenance of the dam, 98%. That's, well, very surprising. Public inquiry said that 98% of people were in favor of the maintenance of the dam, and the public consultation also gave the same result. And politicians tell us that we should actually bring the people together and work with the people to work. And now, the results after the internal consultations, a public inquiry pertaining to the development of the Valley is an international development, that international work, i.e. the people from the world around expressed their opinion to say that we had to remove our two dams, and that was good for us. That's why I said previously, clearly, really, it was really a provocation to come here, because some NGOs, I don't know if all NGOs over there, are responsible of that decision, of that state decision, taken without any consultation, without taking into account the opinion of the local people. And then we have to manage and do what we can with that decision. So this official survey says 850 letters not in favor of your authorization. Only 27 letters were received in favor of your decision. We couldn't actually send mails or letters as the elected representatives. So we receive also emails. 2,386 in favor of authorization, but only 440 against the authorization on the register in the public inquiry, of course, in the local town council, town halls. So in these logbooks, only six comments in favor of removal of the dams, but 851 written comments in the logbooks in the town halls were against the removal of the books. And that's why we realize really the results were forged, really, and were actually false. And we think the citizen that the end results that 53% of the people were in favor of the removal of the dam. Oh, great, we can go then. That's not the way it works, really. But nobody believed, actually, that it was in favor of salmon. Salmon in France, considered in rivers, that's approximative figures, really, but they are pretty consistent. Less than 2,000, roughly, over 10 years in France. So you can estimate the potential of the Seine River catchment area to 5,000 Atlantic salmon. But today, we actually, there are less than 500. So a great effort will have to be made. This is the picture in introduction for Kevin, really. So you have to leave your place to all the salmon fishermen. So all these fishermen who were fishing pike perch and other carps and other I'm not a fisherman myself, I'm a photographer, but you'll have to leave your place to other people. That's what what people think and hear here in the valley. So today, I'm pretty quick because I've got only a couple of minutes, really. So I'm speaking very quickly. I will be told when we have spoken for 2 hours. Only 4 minutes left. Okay, I need to speed up then. So this Moulin de Virée, so there's the drought here, you can see the drought and the low water level. This is the Selune picture in 2014, and in Selune at the Pont de la République bridge, that's a bridge on this gravel quarry and area. And in 2019, there's lots of mud. It's a very muddy water, very polluted water, because we had lots of rainfall. A drought alert in France. This drainage basin is in red alert. You can see the lower part of the Mayenne, which is in red alert for drought reason. And I think you can understand why. The future. What is the future for our region, for our valley here in the Selune? It is an exemplary state or work site. It is an abandoned valley, a lack of fresh water, drinking water. Who is responsible? Who will pay? None of these questions have been mentioned. Who will pay for the development? Who will pay for the cost of the maintenance? But you have to pay for the maintenance of the development of an infrastructure. When I was in the Parisian region, it was very expensive to pay for the maintenance of 6 kilometers. But here, there are 40 kilometers of embankments to maintain, and also cycle pathways is planned also. We do have actually a green pathway 5 kilometers long, and we are told to redo another pathway, but it still exists. 50% of the length of the cycle pathways already exist. So nobody has never wanted to listen to those arguments. It would have been easy to do a few developments, really, and a few works, so it has to have a great pathway. Along a lake, on the edges of a lake, would have been great. Having a cycling pathway along a small river doesn't make any sense to us, really. So we are disgusted, really. I said when the digger will come in, I will stop because But having said that, we cannot stop. The La Roche-Quibois dam is still there. If we cannot save the La Roche-Quibois dam, then we will stop. If we cannot talk with the NGOs and find a fruitful solution, we will stop. But if we cannot talk with them, I think there will be a war here in the valley, because we've been too nice so far, and people looked down on us. They did look down on us. Pollution, can I stick to talk a bit pollution now? The water, the French water agencies, and I've got here two documents. I didn't have the time to scan them yesterday evening, but that doesn't matter. The SPANC, which is a water body regulation agency, goes in each household to check that all water systems are in accordance with the legislation. I am polluting, apparently, according to the SPAN. So we're waiting for the SPAN. We have to do some work to sell a house. So I have to upgrade my standards. Okay, but you have to pay for it. And I requested a confirmation of the report. I've got the two reports from the SPANC, which is a water body regulation agency. And I had a second visit. And I said, okay, I need to communicate on this. I will request the press to come down. I was compelled to do some works to upgrade my water installation. And when you can do that, I received some subsidies. I didn't ask any subsidies. I just asked. All my wastewater were going to the river. And you know what I was said? I was said, yes, but it is a diffuse pollution. What is a diffuse pollution? It is a pollution that is being diffused, disseminated into the lake. So I do not represent a lot of pollution. We're buying a green washing powder. We're very careful. But I will upload on the social network a video that says that is not acceptable. Production of fresh drinking water, the modification of the bottom of the riverbed, so as to be able to be fresh. Drinking water was done thanks to a catchment of the second dams. Today we shall do development of the tributary to the river, and also now we have used the cofferdam. Cofferdams have to have enough water. So today it's worse. So what do? We develop the bed of the river. Therefore, we did a gravel quarry on the bed of the river, so as to raise the water level up. But we cannot do that. So I can conclude in saying. The La Roche-Quibois Dam, my conclusion is we have been excluded, actually. I did the first inquiries or surveys pertaining to the development here in the valley. I was living in Paris previously, and I was traveling to the valley so as to express our thoughts as association. When we had when we were raising an issue, we were told it's not the time to ask a question. And when it was time to ask a question, we were actually put outside, so we had to hold meetings outside, and now we are told to take part into the development of the valley, not with me, not with the people who are part of our association. If you have to listen to us, and you have to stop your integrism, your fanatism, because I think you are a fanatist. That is quite violent, I'm sorry, but maybe sometimes the truth is difficult to hear. I am doing everything for the territory. It's nothing personal, really. But the prophet has never organized a public consultation, a public meeting. So that is just unacceptable. Thank you for listening to me. I'm ready to answer your queries.